Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archeries Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Ken Binmore's Game Theory, A Very Short Introduction is a Compact, Non-Technical Guide to the Study of Strategic Interaction, published by Oxford University Press as part of the Very Short Introduction series. Binmore, an economist and mathematician known for work in game theory, presents the field as a way of analyzing situations in which outcomes depend on the choices of more than one decision maker. The book is not a textbook built around formal proofs. Its purpose is to show how the logic of games appears in ordinary and institutional settings, including traffic, auctions, bargaining, card play, pricing, social conventions, and biological evolution, across short chapters on chance, time, information, reciprocity, coalitions, and paradoxes. Binmore explains why rational choice is more subtle than simply choosing what seems best in isolation. The result is an introductory survey that emphasizes conceptual clarity, practical relevance, and the limits of strategic reasoning. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, strategic interaction is the central object of game theory. The book frames game theory around situations where each participant must take account of what others may do. This is the distinctive feature that separates strategic reasoning from ordinary individual decision-making. A driver in traffic, a bidder in an auction, a supermarket setting prices, or a card player choosing a move is not solving a private optimization problem alone. Each choice gains or loses value depending on the expectations, incentives, and possible responses of others. Binmore uses this perspective to explain why games are not limited to recreational contests. They are models of interdependence. The value of the approach lies in making hidden structures visible. Once a situation is treated as a game, one can ask who the players are, what choices they have, what they know, what they want, and how outcomes are produced. This helps readers see that many conflicts and coordination problems are not caused by irrationality. They can arise because individually reasonable choices interact badly. The book, therefore, introduces game theory as a language for describing strategic environments before it is a collection of mathematical techniques. Secondly, chance, time, and the structure of rational play. Binmore pays attention to the way games unfold, not only to the final result. Chance matters because many strategic settings include uncertainty that no player controls, such as card distributions, random events, or unknown future conditions. Time matters because decisions often occur in sequence, so later choices can affect the meaning of earlier ones. A threat, promise, or opening move has strategic force only if other players believe that future behavior will follow from it. This focus shows why rational play cannot be reduced to choosing the largest immediate payoff. Players must reason about contingencies, possible branches of action, and the credibility of future moves. The book introduces these ideas qualitatively rather than through heavy formal notation, making the logic accessible while preserving its significance. By emphasizing temporal structure, Binmore helps explain why some apparently attractive strategies fail. A plan that looks strong at the start may unravel if it depends on future actions that would not be rational when the moment arrives. This is one reason game theory is useful for analyzing negotiation, conflict, and competition. Thirdly, conventions and reciprocity as solutions to coordination problems. A notable part of the book is its treatment of social conventions and reciprocal behavior. Many games do not involve pure opposition. Often the difficulty is that players would benefit from coordinating, but several possible patterns of coordination are available. Conventions help solve this problem by giving people shared expectations about what others are likely to do. Driving on one side of the road is a simple example of the type of issue game theory can clarify. The convention itself may be arbitrary, but mutual conformity gives it value. Reciprocity adds another layer. In repeated social settings, people may reward cooperation and punish opportunism, not only because of immediate material gain, but because patterns of response shape future behavior. Binmore uses such themes to show that game theory does not have to portray social life as continuous selfish conflict. It can explain how stable cooperation emerges when players expect future interaction, recognize norms, or respond conditionally to one another. 6M, this makes the subject relevant to ethics, social organization, and everyday trust, while still keeping the analysis anchored in incentives and expectations. Fourthly, information and auctions as tests of strategic reasoning. The chapters on information and auctions show why what players know and what they think others know can be as important as the available choices themselves. In many games, participants act under incomplete information. They may not know another player auction, valuation, intention, or level of understanding. This changes the strategic problem because a move can communicate information, conceal it, or induce mistaken beliefs. Auctions provide a concrete setting for these issues. a bidder must decide not only how much an object is worth personally, but also what rival bids reveal and how the auction rules shape incentives. Different auction formats can lead to different behavior even when the object for sale is the same. Binmore uses this type of example to show that institutions matter. Rules are not neutral containers for decisions. They influence what counts as a good strategy, what information is revealed, and how gains are distributed. The broader lesson is that strategic analysis requires attention to knowledge, signaling, and mechanism design, not only to preferences. This is one reason game theory has become central in economics. Lastly, evolution, bargaining, coalitions, and the limits of simple rationality. The book broadens game theory beyond markets and deliberate calculation by discussing evolutionary biology, bargaining, coalitions, puzzles, and paradoxes. Evolutionary game theory is important because it studies how strategies may spread through populations even when the agents are not consciously reasoning. In this setting, success can mean reproductive fitness or survival, rather than deliberate utility maximization. This expands the explanatory reach of game theory while also limiting a narrow view of rational choice. Bargaining and coalition formation introduce further complexity because players may divide gains, form alliances, and shift the balance of power. Outcomes depend not only on preferences but also on outside options, bargaining strength, and the ability to make agreements credible. Puzzles and paradoxes then show where intuitive reasoning can break down. These examples are not included merely as curiosities. They demonstrate that strategic problems often resist simple moral or practical answers. Binmore uses them to make readers cautious about quick conclusions. Game theory can clarify incentives and possibilities, but it does not remove all ambiguity from real social decisions. In conclusion, Game Theory: A Very Short Introduction is best suited to readers who want a conceptual map of game theory without beginning with algebra, calculus, or formal proofs. It is especially useful for students approaching economics, politics, philosophy, biology, business, or public policy who need to understand why strategic interdependence matters before moving to technical models. General readers can also benefit because the examples connect the subject to recognizable situations such as bidding, bargaining, cooperation, social norms, and competitive pricing. The main intellectual benefit is learning to identify the structure behind conflicts, coordination problems, and negotiations. Readers gain a vocabulary for thinking about players, strategies, incentives, information, credibility, and equilibrium. Even if the book does not train them to solve advanced mathematical exercises, compared with fuller textbooks, its strength is compression and range. Compared with popular books that use game theory mainly for anecdotes, it is more closely tied to the discipline and written by a major contributor to the field. Its limitation is the same as its format. Some topics move quickly and may feel dense. Still, it stands out because it combines authority, breadth, and accessibility while preserving the analytical seriousness of the subject. If you would like to support Ken Binmore, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.